This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue today with our study of the great Bible subject of marriage. And we're entitling our subject, the series in which we're involved, Marriage is for Those Who Love God and One Another. And I've been talking the past day or two about some of the reasons why marriages fail. That is, why marriages fail to be what God would have them to be. You know, God intends for us to be very happy. Jesus indicated in Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 28 through 30, that if we will follow him, we will receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. Now that has application to our marriages as well as to every other phase and facet of our lives. God intends for our marriages to be happy. But sometimes marriages fail. And one of the reasons they fail is because we do not live together on the physical level, on the sexual level, as God would have us to do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, there is a very important message which God has given us. And let me read now the first 5 verses of chapter 7 of 1 Corinthians. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But because of fornications, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife her due, and also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power over her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power over his own body, but the wife. You see there, God is saying that we simply do not have the right to withhold ourselves from one another. And notice he says that very thing in the next verse, verse 5. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be by consent for a season, that ye may give yourselves unto prayer, and may come together again, that Satan tempt you not because of your incontinency. Now when he says, do not defraud you one another, except it be by consent for a season, he means there, except it be mutually agreed upon. One doesn't have the right to say no, even when the other wishes to. And so it is, defraud you not one the other, except it be by consent for a season. That is, for a little time, and then come back together. I do not mean, of course, that when I say that sex is a vital element in marriage, that marriage is not complete without it. I do not mean to say that people are not married until the first sexual relationship. The sex relationship is a privilege of marriage. It is not what marries us. By saying that without sex marriage is not complete, I mean that it is not a complete relationship as God would have it. Without sex, it lacks an element which is vital to continued maintenance and growth of the love and oneness between husband and wife. It gives to marriage a meaning and value that it could not have otherwise. On the other hand, sex without marriage is terribly in violation of human personality. Let us brand it for what it is, sin, violation of the will of God, 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. I often see articles in some of our leading magazines published in this nation with such titles as this, "What about the case against premarital relationship?" And many times the case which the writer tries to bring against such involves factors which are destructive from a merely psychological standpoint. Now this no doubt is true and is even important. Certainly such is destructive in this way. But even back beyond that, even more fundamental, let us brand all such action as sinful. Let our boys and girls understand that it is a violation of the law of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 13. It is time that the church arose and let its voice, that is, the voice of the Scriptures, of the Bible, be heard on this matter. It is getting to the point that we almost honor those who are guilty of this sin, the sin of fornication, the sin of adultery. A few generations ago, a man wrote a story about a woman who was branded with an A for adultery because she had violated the will of God in this matter. And this is an erroneous extreme, but what about the way things are going today? It now seems not to bother either men or women to get on national television and to tell the world about their illicit liaisons from a sexual standpoint. Since sex is a gift from God to married people, it must not be viewed as an evil desire for which marriage provides a way to get rid of in secret. Honor your wife, honor your husband, love one another truly, and build your home as God would have it to be. But our time is gone today. Please do be with us tomorrow as we continue this very vital study.